It's that time of year for pools and boating. But do parents know the best way to keep their children safe? InfoTrack's Jim Anthony is here with an Olympic champion who's turning his family's personal tragedy into a life-saving mission. Jim?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us today is a master of the alpine ski slopes, an Olympic and World Championship gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion, Bodie Miller, is our guest. Bodie, welcome to InfoTrack.
Thank you for having me.
While we could talk for hours about skiing, today we're going to focus on the importance of water safety, something Bodie is extremely passionate about. Bodie and his wife, professional beach volleyball player Morgan Beck, have a very personal connection to this topic. In 2018, their 19-month-old daughter accidentally drowned in a neighbor's pool. Bodie, you've been open about the tragic loss of your daughter. Please share for us what motivated you and Morgan to turn that grief into a mission for water safety awareness and advocacy.
Yeah, thank you. You know, after losing our daughter, I think we became aware of how little we'd known. We were obviously aware of the dangers of water, and we had a pool fence, but we just hadn't really been exposed to the right information. The conversations hadn't been had, and I think that was really frustrating for us with our pediatrician, with our community, you know, neighbors, friends. We felt like without any malicious intent, it just had been skipped over. And, you know, given that it's the number one cause of unintentional death for young people, we really felt like it should be the number one thing that people are aware of or think about. And the information needed to be presented to people in a clear way that allowed them to act on it and sort of mitigate some of the risk that water represents. Because obviously there's no getting around water, whether it's your pool or somebody else's or just water in general. And it's so much fun and it's enjoyable. We don't want to take anything away from that. But just having the information available and making sure people are aware of how to mitigate risk and what to do in different situations. And then obviously products like CoverStar, automated pool safety covers, is something I wish I'd known about prior to losing a child, where, you know, you can enjoy the water and have a great time. And then when you're done, you just cover it and there's no way in. You turn it into just regular ground and completely mitigate the risk.
It's important that children learn how to swim, or at least know the basics and the fundamentals of swimming, from a very young age.
Yeah, and I think that was a part of it. Our kids had had floaties and things like that. And after losing our daughter, we looked into it more. And that is something that we wholeheartedly are against at this point. All it does is makes a kid believe, you know, when they're at that age, they can't really recognize that the floaty is what's making them float. They just think, oh, I just hop in the pool. I can jump in anytime, anywhere, and I float. And that's fine if you put it on them. But if it happens where they have an opportunity to jump in, they don't recognize, oh, I don't have my floaties on. I'm not going to float. And those types of things, I think, are really important as well. Obviously, survival swim for very young infants and then learning proficient swimming as they get older. But it's still the number two cause, or three, I think, for unintentional death up to 18 years old. So swimming proficiency doesn't entirely prevent it. So there's kind of layers that need to be taken into consideration.
I have family members who grew up along the shores of Lake Michigan, and one thing they were taught from a very young age is to respect the water, whether by a pool, on the beach, in the ocean, wherever you are, respecting the water is key. Do you agree?
I agree 100%. And I think it's something that, again, after losing a child, people sort of take the conversation differently with us. We're trying to bridge that. So the conversation is had in a very sort of serious, intentional way with people who haven't lost a child, you know, a family member or somebody to drowning. You know, we talk about on boats is like kids don't want to wear their life jacket. And they're like, well, you know, you're here and I can swim and blah, blah. And the idea is that accidents happen, right? Like if you fall and hit your head or you fall in the water the wrong way, you want to have that on. And that's just a respect for the environment that you're in. And I think you're exactly right. Teaching that from a young age of enjoy it, but definitely respect what it is and the risk involved as well.
So you've emphasized that swimming lessons and layers of protection like the automatic safety covers can be life-saving. Walk us through how those layers work together to protect families.
Well, I mean, in the patterning of how you operate around water in general, that informs your kids, gives them a little bit different mindset around it, but not just the kids, parents. And a lot of times you're around a pool and it's easy to get distracted. And just having the awareness of the risk and the danger allows you to kind of prioritize having one person always kind of really paying attention. And if you need to go do something, you don't just walk away. You say, hey, can you really pay attention just for a couple minutes? And having that be understood the way that it's meant to be understood, right? Which is not just very casual. It's sort of a life or death type obligation. And then some sort of basic stuff that became obvious to me afterwards, but that I didn't think of before, which is if a kid's missing or you don't spot a kid around or things get real quiet, that the first place you need to look is in water sources, and then go look in the bathroom or a bedroom or somewhere else. It's that priority scale that can save the time and make all the difference. So, you know, for parents who it happens all the time where your kid's missing, and very often they're in the other room, but that's not the first place to look. The first place to look is a water source, and then go look in the other room.
As a father, how do you balance encouraging your children to enjoy water activities while ensuring their safety, especially at home or around friends' pools?
Yeah, that's the challenge, obviously, and especially after losing a child to it. But I think it's certainly not the fault of the water. You just have to really, you know, make it an intentional and serious conversation of the risks and equip them with the skills and the knowledge. That's sort of step one. And then at times where you don't want them in the water, try to put up those layers, those barriers to make that the case, right? And that's where the CoverStar cover comes in handy, because you truly lock off the water. We have pool fence, but again, the gate, and the older kids could open the gate for younger kids or could leave it open. And that was always a concern. So I think those layers are really important.
Do your kids like to swim? Do they like to be around water?
Yeah, they love it. I mean, I think I haven't met a kid yet who doesn't love to be in or around the water.
You're partnering with CoverStar, as you say, the pool cover company, during Water Safety Month, which is May. What key message or call to action do you hope listeners walk away with after hearing your story and your insights? What's that one or even two key messages you want people to remember?
To enjoy it and respect the water, but really make the effort to educate and mitigate the risk. You don't want to villainize the water, obviously. As I said, it's an amazing thing for people to enjoy. But the CoverStar pool covers are the way to mitigate the risk entirely, where when you're not using it, you make sure that nobody can get in there.
Bodie Miller is our guest. Bodie, thank you for sharing your advocacy for water safety with us, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm Jim Anthony for InfoTrack.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.